Item number four, from the Superintendent, House of Correction, requesting approval of a partial year contract for electronic monitoring unit services with Wisconsin Community Services, Inc., in an amount just over $94,000 for the provision of secure continuous remote alcohol monitoring services. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services. The item was approved unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is similar to what we brought before you in October. The services are what we call ScramX. It's a continual alcohol monitor. For those on the electronic monitoring program who are third or fourth offense drunk driving or OWI, they're required to wear an alcohol sensor monitor, which also lets us know where they are and also continually monitors whether or not they're consuming any alcohol. Again, we entered into this agreement in June, but we did not get all the proper signatures. We did go back and get all the signatures and approval from the Risk and Corp Council, and now we have to go before you to approve for the expenditure.
Supervisor Hoss?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval.
Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm curious, why did the Comptroller deny this payment?
Originally, when I entered into the agreement in June, I did not get signatures from Corp Council and DBE and Risk. After that was pointed out, I did go back and get those signatures, but because we had started up the contract, we had actually started services before I got those signatures from the Comptroller's office, they could not pay it unless the board approved.
At that time?
Correct.
Okay. Now, see, that was the same issue for item three as well.
Well, no, item three was a little bit different. That was basically, originally that was an extension that had been signed every year, and then they would get grant monies to pay for it. But those grant monies weren't obtained, so we had to use different money from a different, basically, if you will, from a different pot.
I'm talking about the reason why the council denied that as well.
Yeah, my understanding it was denied because the grant monies were not obtained, and since it was coming from a different location, we had to get county board approval. Also, because it was an ongoing contract and it was over $100,000, even though you're only approving $24,000.
Okay. Real quick question. Now, since the contract was under $100,000, you didn't have the authority to approve it? I read that as well.
Well, I did have authority to approve it. Unfortunately, it was right after I took over, and I was not aware at the time that I needed to get it signed off. Once they released the monies to me to start up the program, and I was told I could then enter into an MOU. I didn't know I needed to get the signatures from Corp Council and DBE and Risk. Once I was told that, then we followed up on it. But again, services began before we got those signatures.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand.
Supervisor Jerzyk?
Just real quickly, could you tell me how the remote monitoring is done?
Well, there are two ways. We have, for those who are not on their third or fourth OWI, they're on the GPS, which is constant location. We know exactly where they are. What this program provides for third or fourth OWI, it's a monitor that constantly reads their blood alcohol content. Basically, it's through pores. It's a very reliable system. It's been tested out. So we are informed whether or not they're consuming alcohol, and then we can decide what action we want to take. There's also a tether involved with it. We know where they're located, and we know whether or not they're out of their inclusion zone or if they're going out where they're not supposed to be.
So if I'm understanding, the bracelet can actually monitor if there's alcohol in the skin, is that
correct?
I wasn't aware of that. First of all, I do hope people are cooperating with you. A new guy should get help with regulations and rules around here. And I strongly encourage all of our administrators to do that because I think you're doing a great job with it in a short time. This is typical. I mean, these are the kind of people we have at the House of Correction who, for the most part, I think should be on electronic monitoring and not being held in a more expensive, secure location if, in fact, they're complying with court orders and so on. I just think this needs to get out to the community that these are the kind of people we're talking about. We're not talking about individuals that are going to be released that are harmful to the community. And the reason I make that point is I think there have been messages sent from other departments that this is a dangerous practice, and I don't believe it is. And I appreciate knowing that. I didn't realize bracelets could pick up alcohol monitoring, and that's an interesting point. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anything further? Now we take the roll on the... Oh, sorry. Is that too right?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair.
So, thank you for your work on this, Mr. Hafman. And these devices monitor the positions, the person's physical position, where they are. What happens if they enter a place where they're not supposed to be? And actually, before that, what are those places where they're not allowed, no longer allowed to go under their sentence?
Well, that's on the individual. It depends. I mean, if they're working, what we do is we set up what we call inclusion zones. In other words, they can be at work at certain hours, and then at the rest of the time, they have to be at home unless they get approval to deviate, and they have to get permission. So if they're outside that area, then we get a warning that's saying they've left their inclusion zone. GPS is the same thing. GPS is another component that also tells us exactly where they are, too.
And are people not allowed to go to certain places, or is it more a blanket, you're either at work or you're at home, or wherever there's approval to go?
Correct. The only thing they're allowed to do is be at home or back travel to work and be at their place of employment. They can also go to treatment. They can also, you know, if they need to go grocery shopping, for example, they have to get permission. We program that into the system, they tell us what location they're going to go. So what we do is, if, for instance, if you want to go grocery shopping, we would pick the grocery store closest to your residence. And if you deviated from that, that would be a violation.
If it's deviation to get gas?
Generally speaking, it depends. Usually with the route that they're on, that isn't a problem.
Okay.
So if they were to stop, particularly with GPS. Okay. For instance, if somebody stopped and we knew they had stopped, we could tell exactly where they were, that they were at a gas station.
Right. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Seeing nothing further, take the roll on the motion to approve this item.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you.